Welcome to the Message Podcast with yours truly, Angel. This month's episode is called Keep Your Foot on the Gas, The Enemy Never Stops Trying. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the importance of seeking the presence of God on a daily basis because the enemy is constantly trying to find ways to make you stumble in your walk. It is currently August of 2023, and I cannot believe that we only have a month of summer left. I'm turning 30 on the 19th of this month, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. I think the way I sound right now is making it sound worse. I had a fever last night, so I'm getting back, you know, to 100%. Not quite there yet, so pardon me in advance. So anyways, you know, having the word 20, you know, before my age had a nice ring to it, you know, but age is just a number. And I feel for the most part, I've done well during the past decade. During the 20s is when I rededicated my life to God. It was during my 20s that I got my first brand new car. It was in my 20s that I returned to battle rap. It was in my 20s that I graduated college. It was in my 20s when I married the love of my life. I constantly try and pursue more goals in life, but I gotta say, looking back, I did a pretty good job. I'm excited for what the Lord has in store for me in this decade coming up. Now, to live out the life that we have been called to live requires constant communion with God. It means that we make God our number one priority in life. And unfortunately, the older we get, the more life tries to get in the way of that. The enemy is counting on that, trust me. Which is why I want to stress in this month's episode the importance of making God number one in your life. Because no matter how old you are, the enemy is always looking for ways to bring you away from God. And it is key that we are aware of the enemy's schemes. Now, the first thing we have to acknowledge is the truth that every day you wake up is a battle. Are you aware of this currently? Sometimes we tend to allow life to distract us from this important fact, so I want to remind you of this. The enemy does not take any days off. Every day you live your life like everything is fine and peachy, there are demons that are constantly looking for ways to pull you away from God. Now, I don't expect something crazy to happen in just one day either, because the enemy can be very sneaky. The enemy will, if you allow him to, pull you away from God just a little, day by day, until before you know it, you look around and ask yourself, how did I get here? It's not a good place to be in. We don't want that. The Word of God reminds us of this in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 12 to 13, where it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Now, since the enemy isn't taking any days off, it's important that we try not to either. So before we look at some ways we can fight off the attacks of Satan, let's first take a look at what some of those attacks are. Now, I got a question. Do you ever get hit with a random thought about your past? You have no idea how you got there? I'm talking about a memory of something you completely forgot about, brought to the surface at a random moment. I can say this happens to many Christians. And why is that? This happens because the enemy knows your past and loves to attack you with it. The enemy may not know your future, so he will always try and pull you back to where God has already pulled you out of. It's very messed up because if your relationship with God isn't solid and consistent, you may fall victim to think that you may still be that person of your past. When I was young, I struggled a lot with pornography. I didn't do drugs, I didn't drink, I didn't sleep around, but this was my vice growing up. I'm not proud of it, but it's part of my testimony. God took me out of that dark place a long time ago, thanks to his grace and mercy. And while it may not necessarily be porn for you, it may be something else you struggled with. Maybe drugs, maybe depression. Most of us struggled with something growing up, or even in the present. Now, if I went a while without reading the Word of God or seeking his presence the way that I know I should be, I sometimes would get attacked with random memories of things that I may have seen in my youth popping in my head. Memories I forgot I even had. Memories I never want to resurface. So where is this coming from then? Because I sure as heck wasn't thinking any of this myself. In these moments, I was being attacked with a dart from the enemy. The book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 8 makes it very clear. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Devour isn't a word to be taken lightly. Devour means to eat prey eagerly or quickly. In other words, whatever is doing devouring is completely destroying whatever is in front of it. You understand? The enemy is looking to completely destroy you. And one of the main ways he tries is by attacking your mind. Because if he can attack your mind and you entertain it, it can then go to your heart. And as the word of God says in Matthew 15, verses 18 to 19, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. It is very important to understand that not every thought you come up with is from you, but it is up to you if you're going to entertain that evil attack or surrender it to God and allow him to have authority over your mind. Sometimes the attacks aren't so clear. Oftentimes the enemy will use what is already in front of us to keep us away from God. I want you to take inventory of this. Do you have the desire to spend time with God only to then have the urge to check your social media or even a Netflix show you've been meaning to watch? Or maybe you want to play video games instead? The enemy will also use things to distract us. And if he can distract us, then he is slowly pulling us away from God. That is because we are called to seek God with all our heart and all our soul. And if we allow things to take place before God, then we're not allowing ourselves to grow in our relationship with God. The book of Deuteronomy reminds us the importance of seeking God with everything we have. Everything. In chapter 4, verse 29, it says, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. Whatever area you do not give to God, you're allowing the enemy to have dominion of. So I want you to ask yourself, do you have anything in your life that is distracting you from getting closer to God? If so, pray on how you can either get rid of that completely or for the strength to control any impulse to binge watch Netflix or play a ton of video games or whatever it may be that's currently distracting you. Now, this stuff isn't necessarily bad, but we cannot allow them to be placed at a higher priority than God. Because God needs to be our number one priority in life. We need God. Without God, we cannot do anything. Jesus reminds us this in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5, where he says, yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. This means we need to be in the word daily. Not just reading either. We should look to really study the scriptures to know its context. What is the meaning of the chapter? Who are the characters in it? It's not enough to just read the verse of the day on the Bible app. We should strive to read the Bible to actually learn more about who God is. Now, what does that look like for me personally? I read around a full chapter a day, sometimes two if one is too short. I also use a physical New King James Version Bible that has commentary added, which helps give me context on the chapter and if something relates to any prophecy made in the past. There are times it doesn't cover a question I may have, so I either go to online Bible commentaries like Enduring Word or YouTube. I remember watching a YouTube video of a guy traveling to Israel to see a replica of the tabernacle that was originally built during the time of Moses. And after seeing what it originally looked like, it really helped me appreciate more the devotion that the Israelites showed to God by following every single detail that was instructed to create such a beautiful tabernacle. When we know more of who God is, it causes our faith to grow in him as well. When our confidence in God grows, we will be quicker to run to him when we are attacked by the enemy. God wants you to remember always that he is greater than anything you're going through. God is greater than any addiction you may have. God is greater than any resentment you may be holding on to. God is greater than your anxieties. The enemy wants you to forget about who God is and how mighty he is. Imagine the damage we could do to the plans of Satan if we lived every day knowing this truth. In the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 4, it says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. This is why it is important that we take care of our walk with Christ. We cannot allow Satan to use the things of this world to pull us away from God. This means not binge watching Netflix and going to bed without having spent any time with God during the day. This means multiple times praying. This means praying multiple times a day and just being in the presence of God. This means listening to worship music and seeking his presence. See, when we fail to put God as number one in our lives, our faith suffers as a result. We leave room for the enemy. And when our faith goes down because of this, since faith isn't stagnant, it either goes up or down, it leaves us more susceptible to the enemy's attacks. We won't be as strong as we used to. Things will be tougher to fight off. And God wants you to be firm. Firm like a house built on bedrock. And Jesus explains the difference between someone who is firmly planted on God as opposed to someone who isn't. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27, he says, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash." So now that we have established some of the ways the enemy attacks and the importance of clinging to God, I want to show you some ways on how to fight off those attacks from the enemy. First, I want to encourage you by letting you know that if you're a Christian, you are a new creation in Christ. Despite what the enemy wants you to feel, you are not the same person you used to be. I promise. This means, however, that we live out that truth. We are no longer slaves to sin. The Apostle Paul reminds us of this in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 1 to 14, where he says, "Well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Jesus was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin, for when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. So now that he lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Sin has lost its power over us because of what God did on the cross. However, the enemy will try and make you believe otherwise. This is why it's important we cling to God, to be reminded of what he's done for us. You see, all Christians are attacked in some way. Some of us deal with anxiousness over finances. Some of us deal with depression. Some of us deal with feeling inadequate in this world. I want you to be encouraged by the fact that there is nothing unique about the way the enemy is attacking you. Other Christians can relate because they too have been attacked in a similar way. Yet God wants you to always remember that he is there to help you during these moments. 1 Corinthians 10:13 reminds us this when it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." God will always provide us a way out. Always. But this won't happen unless we surrender our minds to Christ. Remember, God is our helper. We are not meant to fight off these attacks alone. As a matter of fact, if we try to by ourselves, we will never win. So don't try to. After all, why would you want to fight by yourself when you have God on your side? Give the fight to God and trust Him to help provide you with a way out of whatever you may be attacked with. James 4:7 reminds us this when it says, "Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And there's an order to that. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And see, the devil will flee from us, but it is not because of our works. It is by God fighting our battles. Submitting to God means trusting in Him. It means to leave those problems at His feet and not trying to retrieve it back. We give it to God and we fully trust Him to take care of us. This doesn't mean we don't do anything, however. It is important to do our part as well. And well, you may ask, what does that look like? Well, the best example is our Lord Jesus. When we look at when Jesus was tempted in the desert by Satan, Jesus fought off Satan by using the scriptures. We need to have verses written in our hearts, but we're not going to memorize anything if we're not deep in the Word. So I encourage you to know the Word of God. Spend time in it. Don't just read it and move on. Meditate on the scripture and find out what God may be saying to you through it. Can't tell you how much easier those mental fights get when you're able to recall scripture in those battles. After all, scripture is the truth. The ultimate truth. And to know the truth will allow us to be more aware of when a lie from Satan attacks our minds. You know how amazing it is to be able to say to the enemy, "Nope, that's a lie, because God says in Romans 6:14 that sin is no longer my master." And battles usually start in the mind. So make sure to always filter those thoughts. The battle is won or lost in the mind many times. So make sure that when Satan attacks, that you have it taken care of right there and then. Ask yourself if that thought that entered your mind is in agreement with the Word. Ask yourself if that thought is edifying you or not. Ask yourself, does that thought lead you to honoring God or disobeying Him? And the Word of God reminds us this in 1 Corinthians 10:5, where it says, "Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." So be encouraged. God cares for you. God wants you to trust Him. God wants to have authority over your mind, but won't force you if you won't let Him. So place your trust in Him always, because I promise He will never let you down. Infinitely greater is God than anything the enemy will come at you with. So as we've reached the end of this podcast, I always want to close out in prayer. There is always power in prayer. Prayer connects us to God and allows us to be reminded of who He is. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity right now to connect with you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for creating us with purpose. Thank you for loving us the way you do. Thank you for your provision over our lives. Thank you for always being nearby when we cry out to you. Thank you for always having our backs. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for wanting a friendship with us. You are the creator of the universe, and yet you want to be there for us. Thank you, Lord, so much. And I want to lift up in prayer whoever is listening at this moment. I pray over whatever situation they may be going through. Maybe it's an addiction to something. Maybe they're holding on to resentment. Maybe they've just distanced themselves from you in some way. I pray, Lord, that they may be encouraged, that you are always there with open arms. May they be reminded that you are always there to help us in time of need. You're always there to remind us of who you are. You are infinitely greater, Lord, than anything the world may offer us. And Father God, your word says that we are a new creation in you. We are no longer a slave to sin. Thank you for what you did on the cross thousands of years ago. May we live life in victory. May we live confidently knowing that we can always call in your name when the enemy attacks us. May we be confident knowing that you have already won. We thank you, Lord. Forgive us for the times we forget to place you as number one in our lives. And please give us the strength and discipline to always take care of our walks. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, that concludes this month's podcast. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Apologies once again if my energy isn't where it usually is during these episodes. Again, just recovering from a fever I had last night. Not exactly sure what caused it, but I'm getting better. That's the important part, right? Anyways, I pray that this episode was encouraging and a blessing to you. It always means so much to have you tune in, and I'd love to hear what you thought of this episode. Feel free to drop me a review on Apple Podcasts. It means a lot because it does help the podcast grow. If you want to reach out to me on a more personal note, I can be reached on my website, my name is angel.com, or on social media at The Message Podcast. And please feel free to share this message with a friend that may need the reminder that God is there for us always. God bless you. And until next time, this has been The Message.